Senator Lisa Murkowski has added her name to a school safety bill, one of the first to emerge in the Senate after the Valentine's Day shooting at a Florida high school. The Stop School Violence Bill is co-sponsored by Republicans and Democrats and does not impose gun control. It would allow the Justice Department to give grants to schools to make them more secure and for training to identify threats. It's one of the changes Murkowski told the Alaska legislature last month that Congress needs to make to help prevent school shootings.
We know that there's no simple, one easy answer for these acts of violence.
The Stop School Violence Bill authorizes $75 million this year and $100 million a year after that. Not all of that will be new spending. Some will be offset by cuts to an existing program, the Comprehensive School Safety Initiative. That Justice Department program was created in response to the 2012 school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. It has provided as much as $75 million each year for school safety research and pilot programs. The Trump administration called for its demise last month, 2 days before the school shooting in Florida. Murkowski does not support proposals to ban assault-style rifles or to raise the age for buying guns to 21. Neither does Senator Dan Sullivan or Congressman Don Young. Both Sullivan and Young have identified violent video games as a possible factor in the incidence of school shootings.